Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast. We are here. We go off for a little bit of a little fun week.
A little break while
we had spring break, relaxing.
I don't know how much
the break has extended.
Yeah, has it ever?
Has it ever? Oh my god, it's Friday the 13th, guys.
It is Friday the 13th.
That's wild.
It's Friday the 13th while we're recording this. We are, you know, things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are going on in the world.
Things are happening.
Well, I guess the first thing we should do is a school review?
Yeah. Well, since we were kind of waiting until everybody was done with Collegiate Model UN, and surprisingly, my tenure as a Model UN delegate has ended.
It has.
A couple months early.
Shockingly.
And so has many people.
Yes. Which is very sad. We feel for all of
you. If you're interested in reading our article about it, we're going to have a large list of the colleges that were canceled.
It's probably out already, fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, it will be. In short, it's all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's an article with a list of schools, the Model UN conferences that were canceled, and then we have an article about our thoughts about everything. And so we can do a school reveal now. What school? A lot of you know this already
because yes.
you're not bad at picking up on
and
clues.
And all the call-outs we've gotten. Like,
oh, yeah.
You go to that school. So I guess.
Should
maybe.
We're going to all, actually, maybe not.
Let's not hold hands.
No.
Not in this time.
Well, I mean.
It's too late.
Well, I'll just say together. We go, or we went, or we still do. Seton Hall. Seton Hall University.
Ooh, shocking.
Go
in
Pirates.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
There's a lot of clues that could have put that together.
Namely, everything we've ever talked about.
Yep. The fact that we discuss New Jersey a lot and New York a lot could have put you on. And mm-hmm. also the fact that all of our Instagrams publicly state that we went or currently go to Seton Hall.
Yes.
So. And now that we've said it, I can share the very exciting news that when we did the rankings episode, I didn't want to flex too hard.
Yeah.
But Seton Hall went from being in the top 50 for, like, many years, to being number 12 in fall. So we don't know what's going to happen right now with rankings. But
we reached out to Best Delegate to
ask. We did.
That was last night, so I'm not surprised that they haven't responded yet. If they do respond to us, we'll put that in the articles that we're publishing so y'all can see what they're thonking about. So, to give an update.
Also, really quick, if you hear cars in the background, we wanted to sit on our couch to record this instead of Caroline and I's bedroom with the door closed.
Also, we're recording during the day, which is strange, which we've never done before.
We've never done this before.
It feels very weird.
And it's a special day. Because this is my first day of medically recommended self-quarantine.
Partial quarantine. Let's not scare them too much.
For now.
Basically, they said that unfortunately, my coworker probably has coronavirus. And on Monday, I spent the whole day with her about a foot from her at a training. So she was fine then. And I was like, it's fine. And then she developed symptoms. They still won't test her, though. There's a really large testing problem in the U.S., keep up to date on the news. It's garbage.
Yep.
I told Kyla she should do a Twitter thread about her experience, but
I feel like it's too scandalous.
Yeah.
I don't want the Trump administration
to
slaughter me in the street just for calling people out, but she can't get tested, so we don't know for sure, but she has all the symptoms. And then I asked my doctor, was like, should I? And they're like, yes. Yeah. Stop going to work, please. I'm begging you. And don't go out in large groups. And you don't need to fully quarantine unless you exhibit symptoms, but try and avoid other people. Unfortunately for Casey and Caroline, and also Sarah, they live with me, so it's too late for them.
I've also been told to stay home from work.
Yeah, and at least for, now we can say, Seton Hall. They've moved classes, like, they were canceled for the rest of this week after Tuesday, and then next week we're starting online, and they had originally just said we were going online for that week, and then we'll reassess. And before even the date, they said, like, we'll reassess by literally 3 days after they said we're going online. They were like, okay, we're going online until at least April 13th.
I think it's because they wanted people to go home.
Yeah.
Which, it makes sense.
Thankfully, they're not one of the schools so far, like, knock on wood, that is kicking people out of the dorms.
Which is such a, I understand the need for it, trying to, you know, get people away from each other, but it's also really hard as we're all out of state students and that's really hard to be like, hey, move out of your dorm.
You can't do that in like 6 days and like find a place to live.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
So
I think what they're doing is good, because at least, like, the people who live close by, because we have a lot of in-state students, at least the people who are close by can go home, you know, even if they live, like, 4 hours away. It's, like, a little easier to go home, but then the people who have to fly or don't want to fly right now, they have the dorms, health services is open as much as, who knows if that's going to do anything for them. The CAF is open, like, the gym is open. It's just all just, hey, practice social distancing, like, wipe things down, wash your hands, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, they're not doing a great job because a house near where we live keeps throwing dages, so...
Literally two doors down, there's been parties all the time.
I know, I was on the phone with my mom walking back because I was explaining to her, hi, I got sent home from work because my doctor said, stop it. And, you know, she's panicking, of course. And then as I'm explaining to her the struggles of working for a nonprofit during times like this where we're, like, we could go under because of how difficult it is... there's, like, music blasting in the background and people screaming. And it's nice to know that Seton Hall students don't care. So.
But, and just, like, one more thing about the coronavirus stuff. So, like I said, we shared the school because basically our team, because most conferences are canceled, we're just canceling the rest of the season.
Yeah, she will not be traveling anymore.
Yeah, so that's done. But also, it's very sad, the conference that Caroline and I have worked on
for like 9 months.
For 9 months was also just canceled a few days ago after Caroline met with some school officials, I guess I'll say.
And the only thing we had to do was host the freaking conference.
That was all that was left.
That was literally all that was left.
It's okay.
I will never get to see the printed copy of the handbook I spent literally like 15 hours on.
My gavel and open Schumann.
When you get your gavel, you can do it here.
We can pretend.
We can record it if you want.
Great. Okay. I'll dress up in business professional.
Yeah, I'll take pictures of you guys.
I will give my opening speech.
That's just depressing now.
No. When we have that get together, we can have everybody in business attire and like bring their stuff and you can take a senior site picture or whatever. That's cute. I'll take that.
Yeah, sweet.
But more than anything, I would like to say I hope all of you are well and that if your school is closed, I hope that everything is okay for you and that you're able to be housed in a way that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And if you are a wage worker, I'm sorry, and I hope that things get better for you soon, because I know that that's a really stressful time.
And I know that we've all been kind of dealing with this on our own, but this is a really, like you said, stressful time, very anxious time. You know, it's making a lot of people scared, angry, sad. So just, like, be there for your friends.
Reach out to your family. Reach out to your grandparents especially. Please. Just stay connected with people, because especially during, like, times where you might need to quarantine, it can feel very scary and lonely and like very uncertain.
It's why I'm actually really grateful that I have like three roommates, or that, you know, we all live together, because at least if we do have to quarantine for 2 weeks, I won't just not be talking to anybody. Like I'll have interaction with people.
Also, if you're one of the people that's stockpiling toilet paper, stop it.
You can improvise toilet paper so easily.
What? I think the main thing is, like, you probably don't need to stockpile.
No, you don't, and you're making things harder for everybody else, so stop.
Yeah.
If you want to stockpile, like, beans, we sure have, so I get it.
See, the thing is, we did before anything happened.
We always stockpile beans.
Mandatory stockpile of beans.
We have at least 5 or 6 cans of black beans, and that's that.
They're good.
Let's transition on to the main topic of today, which, to keep it a little lighthearted, is a would-you-rather game we're gonna play. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who gave us would you rather questions. I think this
is
the most story responses we've ever gotten on like one of those question formats. We got like over 50 different questions from you
and
guys.
They were really good. I was worried that we were gonna get some that were like cringe. Not to say you guys are cringe, but some of you are.
We might even have enough for like a part two if you guys want that.
And you know, if you have more ideas, we also threw around some other like funsies ideas. Kyle proposed an idea of something that was like similar to a F, marry, kill, but more of like a ally with, debate against, or kill in committee.
Oh,
and you guys just give us three random people and we'll say our choices.
Yep, that's good.
A really good idea.
So that's another user.
These are gonna be
or
like
listener thing.
Coronavirus, like quarantine, lighthearted updates.
Because we're going through it.
Well, because I'm not gonna give you any MUN tips and tricks. The MUN season's over. It's over.
This is fully a banter podcast.
What are you gonna learn? Nothing.
All right. I want to start off with one of my favorite questions.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll find my favorite.
I would say everyone's first names, but I don't want to, like, say the wrong one, and it's also kind of hard to get to their profile from this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you submitted a question, thank you, and if you submitted a question we asked on air, thank you twice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this is the first question. Would you rather do a gentleman's unmod or yeet yourself off of a cliff? Now, I know this is a tough one for people.
I think we all have a very similar answer to this. We don't like gentlemen's unmods.
Mm-mm.
We posted a meme about it and someone got real mad in the comments. It was like, what's wrong with the gentleman's unmod? What's wrong with it? What is it? What's wrong with it? It was just like, I don't know. I don't like it. Everyone
not
yells
allowed
at
to
each
have
other.
Opinions?
Everyone yells at each other for no reason.
And I think people got angry over that, and people got angry over our, like, kind of burn at two notepad system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? It's perfectly fine.
Here's what I would say. There's a lot where it's like, would you rather this or gentleman's unmod?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like gentleman's unmods. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not my least favorite.
My thing with gentleman's unmods is that I feel like I've had really poor experiences with them every time, and I don't like become the delegate that is yelling, but a gentleman's unmod forces me to do so, and I think that that's really ugly, so I don't like them. They're like my least favorite thing in men.
My least favorite gentleman's unmod actually happened a couple conferences ago. I was in a committee and we were trying to like negotiate between like kind of a three block system,
mm-hmm.
and as I'm trying to negotiate with one of the blocks, the other block stands up, and mind you, the other block is all male,
mm-hmm.
and starts yelling over us.
Of course.
And me talking to the other female delegate who's leading the other block.
The most mm-hmm. intense one that I can recall was in the Jurassic Park committee that mm-hmm. I was in at Kayak. It was basically like me and one other guy were like really going at it to be the leaders of this gentleman's unmod, and it just was both of us yelling over each other, and it was so aggressive, and everyone else in the room was just kind of like, okay. And it looking back on it, I don't like the way that I felt like I was required to act during that. Mm-hmm. And
listen, here's my thing about gentleman's unmods. I like it because I can sit down. I can stay seated. If I have nothing to contribute, I just sit there. If everybody gets
those are
really
real power moves, Caroline.
Yeah, if everybody just yells at each other, I just sit there and I just write my next crisis note or my next directive, because I'm not going to get caught up in the yelling. Because frankly, if you're yelling, I don't really care that much.
Valid enough. So I think my answer is get yeeted off a cliff.
I'd say probably do gentleman's unmods.
I'd say a gentleman's unmod.
What's it like to be weak?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one made me laugh. It is, I'll go ahead and shout her out. It's Shannon submitted this. Thank you, Shannon, for participating.
Oh, she was on the 24-hour committee episode.
Yes, she recently resigned.
This is a good question.
Would you rather have to stand for every speech or all votes are roll call votes?
Are we like all voting directives and stuff is roll call, or like literally every motion is a roll call vote?
Well, she said all votes are roll call votes, so I'm going to take that literally and say everything.
Oh, both of them
that's
are
pretty
awful.
Terrible. If it's substantial matters, that's bad, but it's not
that
bad.
Yeah.
If it's everything, like you're voting on like what caucus you want to enter, that's so bad.
How to extend committee by literally 2 hours.
That's so
okay,
bad.
Okay, here's what I would go for.
Sure.
I know my answer.
Okay.
All votes are roll call votes. Why? Because it's less effort on my part. Sure, it's going to take up more time, but that's more time that I don't have to hear other delegates speaking.
That's
yes.
Really valid, to be honest.
As annoying as it would be, it's also a really great way to like pressure someone into voting for you, mm-hmm. because it's much more like, I see you and I hear
it's like,
you and
I can
know what you're
stare
doing.
Stare you down if your vote is coming.
I
also,
have scared people down to vote for things before. And
also, I don't want to hear the screeching of chairs every time someone tries to stand up.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to personally have to like stand up on my own every single freaking time I want to talk. That's annoying.
Yeah, what if I just like feel tired?
I'm always tired.
I would say the all votes as roll call votes would probably be fine in a crisis committee because, you know, there's not that many people typically to begin with.
Oh my god, imagine
think of a
DA.
Just think of it. I just wanted to bring that little bit of cringe up.
Here's the thing, though. I would never do a GA.
Wait,
also fair.
That brings me to this question, which I think is my favorite because it's quite divisive. Mm. Have to always do GA, but always get the best positions.
Oh.
Or always do crisis with trash positions.
That's hard.
I would do crisis because personally the trash positions are kind of fun because like one, who's gonna target you in committee? You're like, I don't know, if we're going with trash positions, you're literally like a trash collector in a town.
Those like, are vital.
If that's your crisis position. But then you can fly under the radar.
There's a lot you can do with the trash collection.
No one's gonna suspect you. That is a really good
that's
position.
Like, actually, I'm like thinking like, right I don't now. Know what committee that'd be in, but that'd be a really fun one.
No,
I'd like
you're
that.
In the like five families committee and you're running the trash.
That's actually like that'd
like,
be cool.
And you like dig through the trash and you find all the secrets.
Yeah.
Mm, oh my
you
god.
Can plant evidence you can like plant really evidence? Easily. There's a that's
oh crap.
If you're ever a trash collector, that's a really good position. Caroline,
here's my trash crisis arc, literally. So I would go for crisis with the trash positions as well, because I feel like crisis is one of those things that, like, if you're a good delegate, you can take whatever position you get and make it to something that's good for you. Because side story, one of our delegates at NYU Monk years ago,
this is the one I
was in the Abbasid Caliphate, and his position was a potter, like a courtesan potter.
Yep.
And he got an honorable in his
committee where, like, people were high up in the caliphate.
Like military generals and, like, commanders of the Navy and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah, he did a good job with it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely possible. I don't know. I have a background in GA, which y'all don't. And I think that if I was guaranteed to get a good country every time in a GA, I think I would be okay with it. Yeah. I like crisis more. And yeah. I've had, you know, quote-unquote bad positions in crisis, and it's worked out. I don't know, that's hard. Because I think it's far worse to get a bad position in a GA than to get a bad position in a crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know. GAs are tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess personal preference, I'd say bad position in crisis. But I don't think that I think that a good, very good position in GA is also, like, that's kind of fun.
All right. This one, actually, I've done this Would You Rather with people on the team before, even before this was submitted. Would you rather be a power doll in the room and no one like you? And I assume by that standard win an award. Or not award and have everyone respect you.
I'd rather not award and have everyone respect me.
I think so too. There's so many people that have gotten a Bestel that I'm just like, you're not a good person and you didn't deserve that award.
Also,
and
like,
I don't want people to think that
the
about
the circuit, as we've discovered, is, and depending on where you live or where you go to school, you're probably going to run into the same people at multiple conferences. And I would absolutely hate to be that delegate that everyone's like, oh, I'm so pissed that I have to be in committee with them again.
I think there's a big difference between the people who are... you're, like, annoyed that they awarded because they were a power doll in committee. Like, I'd rather be the person people are saying, like, oh my gosh, like, good luck, I hope you award, and then I don't, and then people are, if I run into them, are excited to see me, or they're like, hey, or, like, we keep in touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Than to be someone who's, like, awarding, and then people are, like, sighing or angry. Like, and not in, like, oh, wow, she's good, but in a way of, like, I can't wait to, like,
to complain
be
about
annoyed for 4 days in a room with this girl.
That's also not fun. Like, it doesn't make Mun fun if everybody hates you. What are you there? Mun. Like, there with your, like, 17 gavels, but then, like, no one likes you and you have no friends? That's not cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, as I've discussed, I'm not for someone that, like, tends to make a lot of friends on the circuit just because I didn't care. But I also didn't like when people didn't like me.
Yeah.
So
I don't think anybody likes that.
Some people don't care. I know several people that don't care.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know. It is what it is. I will say, though, that I have many, many delegates that I've come across that I really didn't like in committee. And me remembering that shows that other people probably remember it, too. And I would hate to be that person in somebody's mind. That, like, just feels embarrassing.
Yeah. Where they look back and they're like, this guy was the worst. Or, like, she was so annoying.
I'm sure all of you and all of us have those people. Yeah. And I don't think anybody wants to be that.
No.
So, I'll do this one. Would you rather get assassinated in crisis or be forced to merge your directive / resolution with the larger block?
Assassinate me. Just assassinate
Frankly,
me.
Assassinate me. I've been killed so many times in committee, and it's been fine. If you're able to come back from that, you can win. Mm-hmm. If you are losing to the other block, the likelihood
that's
of you
it.
Winning is, like, zero.
It's over.
Yeah, that's, like, my thing is, at first I was thinking about it, like, oh, you know, I have... It's not, like, that instance where you have, like, a clause that you're just combining with another directive. I think what the person asking was, like, you are too small, so you go... with another block kind of thing. And I feel like that's just admitting defeat.
Yes.
And at least assassination, like Kyla said, that's, you die, and if you can come back strong, that's, like, pretty impressive for awarding. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you're just, like, combining with another block, even though, I don't want to say this, because, like, that always happens, And sometimes it just happens to you, but I'd much rather, like, have that fighting chance than just being like, well, guess I'm not important in this committee anymore.
Yeah. That's not fun.
No. And I think, like, you know, collaboration's important. Nah. But, you know, if you have to be that person that the chair's like, you have to staple this directive to the big directive, then that's just sad.
But on the flip side, I really enjoy doing the thing where, well, I enjoyed, past tense, I guess, doing the thing where you write, like, one or two clauses, and then you just walk around, and you're like, I'm just gonna, thank you, I'm gonna staple this one right
here. Oh, that's really fair. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's see. Would you rather golden gavel or win outstanding delegate?
So I guess get best delegate by being sus or get outstanding delegate, honestly?
Yeah.
Get outstanding delegate.
Get 100%. Outstanding delegate. Also, like, we've definitely talked about what golden gaveling is.
I don't think we have, actually.
Have we?
We're not going to get deeper into it.
So, you don't want what you did to get golden gavel come back and bite you in the butt later. Like, you don't want to see that person in another conference. That's weird.
Or all the people that know what you did.
Or all the people that know what you did.
That's the thing. It's like,
it feels inauthentic to me.
I didn't put my vote in, but I would also say outstanding delegate.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is, if you've ever seen anything sus happen at a social,
you know.
You remember the people who you're like, oh, that person's hooking up with the chair at the social, and then they turned around and got a gavel. That's what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's always like, are they actually a good delegate? Because some of them, maybe it's just coincidental. They deserved it in real life, and then whatever. But
wouldn't you rather nobody question you on that?
That's the thing. It's like, it's always in the back of your mind. You're like, did they actually win that honestly? Or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is honestly one of my favorite questions we got.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be a delegate in a 3-person committee or chair a 3-person committee?
Oh, I'd rather be a delegate.
That's so funny.
I'd rather be a delegate. That'd be fun.
Also, shout out. The girl who asked this was in my kayak committee a couple years ago, so shout out.
That's a really good question. I think I'd rather chair it.
Here's the thing.
Because then I don't have to debate, because I think debate would get really old, and then at least I don't have to participate in it. I could just watch.
Fair.
I was in a 5-person committee once.
Mm-hmm.
That turned into really only 3 people debating. It was, honestly, we made it through. It was fine. Crisis ran pretty fast.
I'm sure it did.
Actually, there was only one person with a laptop doing crisis.
The smallest I've been in was an 8-person committee, and probably, like, 5 of those people were debating.
I was in a 7-person ad hoc, but only 5 people debated.
Yeah. So
how it always is.
I would just say the chairs looked very like they weren't having a good time. So maybe I would just say I'd be a delegate in a 3-person committee because, I mean, I don't know how awards are going to work out in that situation.
Yeah.
But I know, at least for mine, they only gave out 2 awards when it was a 5-person committee.
Sense.
But if we're not looking at awards, I think debating in a 3-person committee, because then at least you're not the chair being like, guys, please speak.
Can someone speak? I feel like, though, as a chair of a 3-person committee, you could really, like, you could suspend the rules and just do something wild,
I mean,
because there's no one to stop you.
We ended up crawling out of someone's dorm window onto a rooftop
See,
to have a trial.
Saying. See, that's what I mean. You can do something really fun when you have nobody around and you can make them really like you. Which, as a chair, all you want is for them to like you.
I just want to be cool.
You just want to be the cool chair. Which is true.
With that, I have a would you rather, but you can go first.
Like a personal one?
Yeah.
Like okay, if it's related to that, then you go.
Would you rather be a chair that all of the delegates like, but the staff hates? Or have the staff love you, but have all the delegates not
That's
like you?
That's a really good one.
Staff love me because I'm going to be spending way more time in
my
future with the staff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn, though.
I don't know. I think that for me, as someone who seeks authority's approval and also doesn't make friends on the circuit, it's kind of a win-win for me. For the staff to like me. But I think it's also fun to be like the cool kid committee that everybody likes. I don't know. That's a good one.
I mean, I would never want to be an unliked chair for my delegates, but at the end of the day, I'm hanging out with the staff. Like, I'm just thinking, at least for our conference, like, the staff is all my best friends, so
wait, you said it as like a chair that the delegates like, or the
mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said a delegate, like have mm-hmm. be a delegate that all the delegates
no.
like, or be a delegate
oh,
that all of the
that's
staff
an interesting
likes.
Question too.
That is a good one.
I'd say staff in that one too, because
that'll help you with awards.
Exactly.
Awards, and then honestly, it's really fun when you go to a conference and when your staff is in your room. Mm-hmm. That's always been a really good time.
Actually, most of the people that I've like actually made friends with on circuit have been my staff members that I've seen later. Pretty much all of the people that I actually like are people that were staff.
Well,
but what about chairing? Would you say staff as well?
Yeah, I guess, because, like, you have to plan the conference with them and, like, actually have a professional relationship with them. If your kids don't like you, then your kids don't like you, you know? It is what it is. Let's see.
There's one from a friend that's pretty good.
Sure.
He asked us 6 separate questions. Thank you, Efrain. But two of them I really like. Efrain, they're all good. 2 of them are my favorite, though. He said BDE versus big collaborative energy in room.
Big collaborative energy, because that gets you awards.
Yeah. And also, here's the thing.
Big BDE, always. I feel like I've always had a better go at it with awards if I'm the one asserting things and then having the quiet Dells, like, back me up. I feel like that's usually my modem to success.
I feel like, oh god, it's so hard to pick one, because I feel like you need to be a leader, but you also need to not be, like, a steamroller.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, I'd pick BDE.
Mm-hmm.
But I like collaboration. I think you can't be only one to be successful.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one that, you know, I like being the leader and the very talkative, so.
I'm gonna ask this one because mm-hmm. I don't know if it's meant to be, like, if this was a committee, would you choose these things, or just in general? Would you rather sacrifice civilians to forest demons or blow up your capital?
God.
What?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
How many civilians?
I've got a very good response.
That's a fair question. How many civilians?
I would say.
Uh-huh.
Blow up the capital.
Okay.
Because the thing
I can't wait for that soundbite to come out.
I never get a job. The thing is, if you still have the civilians and you're a popular leader and you can make it not seem like you were the one who blew up the Capitol, mm-hmm. you still have popular support on your side. And in crisis, if you have popular support, you could do anything.
That's a very, like,
that's fair.
Trump administration thing to say.
I, for similar reasons, would go the other way and say sacrifice civilians, because then you could engender a lot of fear and spin that in a way that's advantageous. Be like, I can save you all from these forest demons, even though it's me. Actually,
well, I'm saying, if you demons. Kill the civilians, in the all of this is very bad. Like, don't.
Kill the civilians.
We're gonna, repercussions. But if you kill the civilians and you keep all the politicians in the Capitol, then you can, like, convince the politicians that it wasn't you, and then they can all rally around you. So for similar reasons as Kyla.
All right.
Because what are the dead civilians going to do? Nothing. They're dead.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They have no power.
Oh, God.
Okay, there is one I saw before that I really liked.
Ooh, I like this one. Would you rather be in a committee full of power dells or be in a committee full of newbies?
That's literally what I was trying to find. That's I like really that one good a lot. One.
Oh.
That's tough.
I would say.
I'd say newbies. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's, I would say I would rather be in a committee full of, like, experienced delegates, mm-hmm. but if it's all power delegates,
no.
I want nothing to do with that. Get them
canceled.
Away from me, please.
Imagine everyone trying to lead a block, but, like, there's no one to follow the block, and everyone's just loud, and no one wants to, like, work together because they don't want to seem weak. Like, literally what we just said, we wouldn't want to combine resolutions.
Yeah.
Like, imagine all of that energy. And there's no one to follow anybody.
Oh,
look, the newbies. I've been in quite a few committees where it felt overwhelmingly newbie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. They're really eager because it's their first conference. You can get, like, a good block. Mm-hmm. And even with newbies, there's usually, like, a few of them who can, you know, be another block leader. Sure, you might get frustrated at some Parley Pro mm-hmm. stuff and, like, them doing stuff or not thinking of things and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, we were all newbies once, and also it's definitely more easy to be an experienced delegate in a newbie committee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree. And
I won't tear my hair out as much.
That's true.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
I've had some good experiences with, like, newbies and committees that I've been in. There was, you know, not to bring up the Jurassic Park committee again, but there was a girl in there that I've seen on the circuit several times, And when I debated against her, I thought that she was, you know, like probably a junior or something. She was really good, and she was actually a freshman. It was her first conference, and she was like really good. And I've seen her succeed at other conferences, which is cool. But I came up to her afterwards, and I was like, I cannot believe that you're that young, and this is like so new for you. So I think, you know, you could get a mixed bag of newbies, but at least they're all not going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Would you rather ally, and allies in quotes, with the Power Dell, or do a 10-minute Gentleman's Unmod? I'd say
Unmod.
Unmod, because it's a lot shorter of a time span than the ally.
I'm not sacrificing my pride in an Unmod.
No, exactly. I don't have to commit as much energy or, like, faux friendship if I do a Gentleman's Unmod. If I do a Gentleman's Unmod, I can sit there and be like, that point is, like, awful.
Imagine, okay, imagine everyone screaming over each other. Caroline's, you know, hasn't said a word during the Unmod. She's writing the whole time. She hears something, she looks up, and in a moment of silence just goes, that point was awful.
That would be a very me thing to
do.
The
thing is, you would
be, I could picture
you
doing that. You
would come out of committee and you'd be like, I gotta tell you what I did. Okay, I need to share a fun story, by the way.
Okay, yes.
Since we didn't do a PDI recap, I really, really wanted to share something that happened in a committee with one of our dear delegates, Devin, who was in the, like, Yahoo questions thing. Like,
I thought you were saying
he was like
the Yahoo
guest. Yeah. If not our first guest.
Maybe we'll have him back on.
No,
we'll talk about.
Oh, so he was like, I think the second
or third.
Maybe we'll have him back on at some point.
Sure.
But,
for a banter episode. He's funny.
I hope he doesn't hate me for sharing this story, but it's just so funny. I need to share. He was talking, like, pro in a directive, like, for a directive he wrote. I'm trying to get all the details right. I mix it up. But somewhere along the way, one of the delegates asked a question about, like, something substantive in the directive without making, like, a point of inquiry. And Devin just turned to the boy in committee and said, that's crosstalk, and then turned back.
I love him.
We'll definitely have to have Devin back on the podcast, and he can talk about his final experiences as a delegate.
Well, it's kind of iconic because Devin stopped doing MUN for a while and then came to this conference kind of randomly and awarded. So good for Devin. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Let me see if there's any last ones that we want to do.
I have a good one. If we want to end with this one.
Sure.
Okay.
Would you rather go on a date with your competition or blank?
I read that. So
wait. Where is that? What?
Okay. So it's like, would you rather go on a date with, like, your competition in the room, the person you're going back and forth with, or not a word at all?
Oh,
is that what blank means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a word.
Sorry, we don't have that in our vocabulary.
I don't.
Yeah, I've literally never heard that before.
I thought you meant that someone literally just put, like, a couple underscores.
Well, here's the thing.
I saw
I've
blank
only
and I
started
like,
using it this year.
I've, like, never heard that before.
Never heard it.
We're old and not on the circuit anymore. No one knows.
The slang of today.
I don't know the slang of today. I don't know. I guess it depends on who my competition is. Because I've, you know, like, debated against people that I, like, haven't disliked.
Yeah. I think I've had a competition in room where I've, like, actually been chill with them out of the room.
Yeah.
Few and far between, but it's happened.
It has happened.
I feel like if I went on a date with my competition at conference, my team would, like, rag on me.
I'm not even saying at conference. I was thinking, like, in general. Here's my argument.
Yeah.
Dates are temporary. Gavels are forever.
Jesus Christ.
Relationship advice from Casey.
Here's the thing. No. Go on the date with the competition. Award. Okay? So the date, you know, it's only one afternoon or evening of your life.
Sure.
And then you still award. Blanking is, you get nothing.
I think it depends on, like, how I feel about the other person I'm supposed to be going on a date with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been to conferences where I have, quote unquote, blanked, as you now say.
quote unquote blanked.
Not fun, but it's also not that big of a deal.
It's not the end of the world.
I'll go to another conference someday. I mean, I won't now, but at that point in my life,
Kyla starts crying on me.
No, I don't care. I don't really miss it that much. We'll talk more about we'll talk about MUN post grad in an episode someday, maybe. I don't know. But I think probably blank. Unless I'm, like, cool with the person. It's just, I feel like usually if I'm, like, head on head with someone in committee, it's because I don't like them.
Yeah.
Is that your opinion? You'd rather blank?
I don't know, man.
That's tough.
I also don't want to, like, going on dates is, like, energy. And I don't have that much energy during conference.
2 hours, McDonald's. That's it.
So I love McDonald's.
But then I have to make small talk for that amount of time.
Here's the thing. Like, it's just a date. It's not requiring anything. There's not requiring any small talk.
Maybe.
Just sit across from them.
That's not a date then.
That's not a date.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get through this without talking to my competition.
I feel like...
Just imagine a McDonald's. You, across from you, is your competition. Mm-hmm. You haven't said a word. You're eating your Big Mac, just staring at them. And you're like, I'm only here so I won't blank.
That... Ugh. Wow. I guess I would also add the context of what conference am I blanking at? Because if it's one where everyone that I know is doing well, or it's a committee that I should be doing well in, and then I blank, I'll be much more upset. Because the ones that I've blanked in are committees that I knew that I wasn't going to do well in to begin with, or they were really hard conferences where I was like, it's okay. It's like, I knew that this was happening. But if it was at like a punk or a kayak or somewhere where I'd done traditionally well, and then I got nothing, I think I'd rage. So I guess that's context that I need as well for this question.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fair.
Well, we've been talking for a bit now. Just some parting words.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy.
Yep, please wash your hands for 20 seconds minimum.
Social distancing.
Don't feel bad about canceling plans during this trying time.
Be smart.
Please.
About what you're doing.
Yeah. Please don't go in big crowds. Most places have banned it already. But especially if you're in like some of the hot spots, like, you know, the tri-state area primarily. Please be careful. Text your friends, make sure everybody's okay, but maybe don't see your friends.
Yeah. Also, listen to this podcast.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Just re-listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, no, this whole is thing. This podcast is quarantine certified. It's perfect. It's perfect for this time. Just listen to everything.
You know how things have, like, the K of their kosher? This has the Q for quarantine certified.
Quarantine certified. Perfect.
All right.
We add that to our logo.
Oh, my God. All right, well, DM us if you feel like it. I don't know, about anything.
We're around.
We've got a lot of time on our hands now.
Yeah, we do.
We have
too much time.
I was going to say don't DM us for conference prep, but I don't think there's any conferences left. So,
still don't DM us for conference prep.
I realize we never motion to open debate, so we won't motion to close it.
This, a pseudo unmod.
Yeah.
An unmod that we never saw coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the virus. All right, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Information. What are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.